Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, so I should start this morning with this little story. I think that's where I should start from. I really want us to minister like we started out last week after Open Heavens. What a glorious time we had during the Open Heavens convention. And, you know, the Lord said, just keep that convention going for a whole month, right? So let's do that. Last week was awesome. Woohoo! And I love a number of things that some people shared with me afterwards. And I'm very thankful for the move of the Holy Spirit. Amen. But, you know, I also said to you last week, make sure you do something fun with your summer. Make sure you do families, everyone, make sure you do something fun with your summer. Whatever it is, I know we usually emphasize travel and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, travel, and definitely travel. If you love to travel, you like to go somewhere and have fun. If traveling is not your thing, whatever is your thing, do something fun. And especially those of you families who are raising younger ones and things like that, make sure you plan something and make sure you go somewhere and do something that is fun, right? And while the children are having fun, the adults too should be having fun. Fun is not only for children, right? Don't let all the children be having fun, be going on swings and things, and you just sit down there looking morose like you are suffering and you are the one carrying the burden of the world on your shoulders, right? You have fun too. Amen. 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 The Bible says in the book of Ecclesiastes, it says that there is a time and a season for everything under the sun. There is a time and a season for everything under the sun. And of course, in Ecclesiastes 3, it lists all the things. But in Ecclesiastes 8, 5, especially the B part of verse 5, it says in the Amplified, it says, the heart of a wise man knows when and what to do. The heart of a wise man knows when and what to do. So you know what to do at the right time. There's a right time for everything. Amen. And much as, you know, I want to share this story. I know many of you have heard it before, but I want to share it again because it's been my spirit. And I've actually talked to Pastor Tino about it for the last several days. But it bears repeating because of what I've been saying now. Towards the end of the summer, I'm going to ask many of you, you're going to tell me when I see you, whenever that is, towards the end of the summer, I'll ask you, what was it you did for fun? And you better have something good to tell me. Because if you don't have something good to tell me, I'm going to levy you. We will levy you in abundant life. And your levy will be your tithe times two. I know you like your money. I know you like your money. So, all right, so you better watch out now. Make sure you have some good report. You know how sometimes students come back from summer break and they all resume school, and the essays that their teachers have them write the first few weeks has to do with what did you do with during your summer, right? And I remember way back then when our children are grown now, praise God, and they're doing their own things. But when they were so much younger, they were really, you know, very young. In those days when they used to say to them, what did you do in your summer? Write your essay. Their essay used to be, we went for a picnic at the park. We played soccer. We ran around the neighborhood. We drove around the city. Because they never did anything. They never went anywhere. You know? The Lord delivered me. I'm so thankful. The Lord delivered me. For many years, I'm talking way back, you know how many years, if the so-called children now are adults or young adults, you know how many years I'm talking about. I used to sit around and just, you know, I just pray more in the summer. As people travel and people, you know, I just stay around, pray more, do work, do things, do, you know, and then fast some and, you know. And of course, you know, everything dries up in the summer. I have a feeling the devil works more in the summer. There are more devils released from hell in the summer. I mean, you think about it. You know, there is more lust of the eyes, more lust of the flesh, more pride of life manifested in the summer everywhere. more devils unleashed from hell. Have you noticed? You're constantly binding and losing. More in the summer. And in summer, you know, money dries up. You know, people don't, you know, people attendance dries up, everything. But, you know, I'll just stay there and say, oh, we have to do the work of the kingdom. And we, you know, and you know. So, oh, you, I wanted to save you from that one. So, but hey, okay, all right. You saved me from even going to that one. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, you know. Oh man, souls are perishing. I remember when we were in college. All the precious people that I went to college with, many of our spiritual leaders, we used to call them Jim in those days. They were the ones who prayed the most. They were the ones who fasted. They were the ones who did all the heavy spiritual work. And, you know, I was just one of the light servants, armor bearers. But I caught the fire. I caught the passion. And when I graduated, they used to say to us back then in college, souls are perishing. You can't have fun. Souls are perishing. We don't do anything for fun. Everything was always gym. So, you know, I got all that passion. And right after I graduated from college, I went straight into full-time ministry. Straight. In the heart of the Muslim North in Nigeria, in Zaria. Went spent my first year in Zaria after college. I said, when they asked me, why did you do that? I said, souls are perishing. This is what they used to tell us. But then when I took a break, I got a little break and went to Lagos to interact with some of my folks, some of my friends. With whom we had gone to college and they were all out. I saw all these people, these gym, heavy prayers and fasting people who used to tell us souls were perishing. Now they are the ones working in the banks. They are the ones driving the lovely cars. And I said, whoa. These people told us souls were perishing. And now they are the ones having fun and I'm suffering my life out in Zaria. No, I'm just kidding. I mean, all those people, precious, precious men and women of God, many of them, most of them are serving God in their own right today. Praise God. Amen. But you know, these souls are perishing thing. We just, you know, wow, you don't do fun. The Lord was so gracious and so merciful to me. One of those years, he sent me an older gentleman. I think that man must have been, I'm talking when I was like in my late 30s, I think. I mean, this gentleman must have been maybe somewhere early 70s. And he was working for an insurance company. And they did annual assessments of properties and things that they insured and things. And they usually did it around the summer. But this was my very first time of meeting this particular gentleman. And this man came, and I happened to have been the one who was going to show him around. I took him everywhere. It was an older gentleman walking with a little bit of a limp. And remember, I was just in my late 30s. I was looking at that man like, wow, this old man. You know, why is he still walking like this? And we got to a place somewhere, one of the rooms, I'll never forget this. He turned around to me like he's my father. And he asked me, he said, what have you done this summer? I said, what? He said, what have you done this summer? I said, not much. I said, you know, we've been praying. I bought a good soccer ball. My children and I, we go to the field. We go play soccer. We run around. We drive around city. You know, our family, my wife and I, we pray. We pray for the neighborhood. Souls are perishing. He said, what have you done for those children this summer? I said, I've just told you. He took his hand like that. He pointed at me. God sent that man to me. You know, God sends human beings. They are angels, but they are human beings. They come as human beings. He pointed to me like this. He said, don't let what happened to me happen to you. He said, look at me. He said, I used to be a pastor. I'm a retired pastor, he said to me. He said, I served all my life. I never did anything. Summer, winter, spring, fall, we never went anywhere. My children never went anywhere. He said, when everybody comes back from summer, they'll be sharing with my children what they did, how much fun they had. He said, today my children are grown. They will never go into a church. He said, I lost my children. He said, I never made room. I never made time. I lost my... He said, they don't even want to hear anything about the Bible. My lightning fast mind was working hard as he was talking to me. I'm thinking to myself, this man, this older man, he lived all his life doing this. Souls are perishing. He never did anything. He didn't go to Disney. He didn't go anywhere. He was, souls are perishing. Souls are perishing. I said, but today in his old age, he's still selling insurance to augment his income, and he has lost his children to the world. After all that, that day deliverance came to my household. That was my deliverance. That was the day I was delivered. Right, that day after he left, I knew, he pointed to me, don't let that happen to you. After he left, I knew the Lord sent that man to me. When he left, I went back to my office, fell down on my knees, repented. Prayed, cried. When I finished, I went home and told our family. I said, I repent. I've done wrong. Said, from now on, every year we're going somewhere. We're going to have fun. Amen. In the summer. I said, now this summer is too late. Because, no, it was. Because we're almost towards the end of summer. It was too late to go anywhere. And we didn't have money. Every summer, money dried up. Every summer, there was no money. There's no money. You know, our income always dipped every summer. Every summer. Because you have to pay light. You have to pay. By the time there is no money. There's even no money for food. But I said, but I promise you, from now on every year, we're going to go and have fun somewhere. We're going to travel. We're going to go. And I said to them, I said, we're starting next year from Disney. We're going to Disney in Orlando. Oh, everybody, there's no money. But you know what? The Lord sent that man to talk to me. And I knew he'll take care of it. So, of course, we started making our plans, finding out for the following year, like, okay. Started getting information, da-da-da-da-da. And then the time started coming. Everything that usually happens towards summer started happening again. Money started drying up. Everything, you know. And then I started thinking, And I promise you, we're going to Disney. And we said, we made our plans. We drew up. Where are we going there? Where are we going to go? We drew all the plans. What places do you want to go in Disney? They did all that. And the time was getting close. We're not sure. We're going to Disney this year. And the Lord sent one couple from out of state. They were visiting one couple. We're visiting from out of state. And they said, we just need to see you. And they came into my office. And when I finished talk with them, prayed, blah, 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 they handed me this envelope. They just want to bless me. I took the envelope, blessed them, prayed on it. I didn't know what was in it. It was a thick envelope, very thick, very thick. As soon as they left, I knew they left the parking lot. I opened my envelope. It was bundles of $100 bills. Up until that time in my life, I had never seen that many $100 bills in one single envelope. Cash. I counted it. It was $2,500. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I quickly went home. I said to my wife, I said, touch it. Touch, just, that's called she money. Touch it. You've never touched that kind of money before in your life ever. She touched it. Was trying to pull it back. Just touch it. I said, touch. Don't take. Touch. Touch the hem. That's right. I took my money back. I took my, envelope right back. I called the children. I said, come, Christine. Come, Emmanuel, David. Come. They knew there was excitement, right? They didn't know what it was. They came into our bed. I said, touch this envelope. You have never seen an envelope like this before in your lives. I said, what is it, Dad? What is it, Dad? They started touching. We opened the bundles of $100 bills. I said, you take one. I gave Christine one. I gave Edie. I said, I've never given you $100 bill before. He take, that's for you. Go and keep it under your pillow. That's, that's your point of contact. I said, because you will be very rich. Amen. You will be very rich. This is my seed to confirm that you will be very rich. Ha! $100! $100! They took it. And then, of course, within a few weeks, we were gone to Disney and and since then, before the children left home, since that time, it never failed. Every year, it never failed. Whether there was money, we planned it and we went. Where didn't those children go in this country? West Coast, East Coast, North South, and so now usually, when they were older, when they got back from, everybody's writing what they did in school. I mean, their essays are so long. Their teachers are like, whoa, you've been we've been everywhere. And tell your neighbor, say, use your faith. Don't use your tithe. Because the next thing that's going to happen, our pastor said we should go around the country. This tithe, I'm not sure I will pay tithe this month. We have to go to Disney. Don't go and spend God's money in Disney. Amen. Don't spend that. You will pay a price for it. I'm telling you now, don't do it. But what's really, look, think about it. It wasn't just, we were all the better for it. The children were the better for it. We were the better for it. Our lives have never been the same ever. But a lot of those things are actually quite educational. In all these places we went, I mean, one time we drove Phoenix, Hoover Dam, went to, where's that place? Where's that place in Phoenix that we went? Grand Canyon? Where haven't we been? Come on. And some of the places we go, New Orleans, where we went through New Orleans French quarters, we cover Edie's eyes. Cover your eyes. When we walk through the strip in Las Vegas, cover your eyes. Somebody will hold it with, I was very young. Somebody will hold it with one hand. Another person will use the hand to cover it, the other hand to cover his eyes. So he will just be walking with us as we're going through the strip. Then when we get to the end of it, we are passed through where all the crazy devils are. Then we will take off our hands. We will say, you can look now. You can look now. Oh, hallelujah. I said, listen, but guess what? They are the better for it. They are the better for it. And I can't tell you how much good that did, even for us adults. Our souls still perishing? Oh, yeah. They've been perishing before I was born. And after, if Jesus tarries, after I leave, they will still be perishing. That's why we're here doing the work. So we do our part. But you do your part, you are blessed living a healthy, balanced life. Amen. God wants you to live a healthy, balanced life. Amen. And don't make this your summer plans. Don't make it spur of the moment. Okay, the week has already come. Summer is already here. Oh, I think this week we should just go to Columbus. No, plan it. Plan it ahead of time. Schedule it. Right? Yes. Go. Tell your neighbor, say go. at the end of summer, I'm going to ask you, don't you tell me stories now. You don't have to go to Disney. Let the Lord lead you. Disney is just one place you can go. There are many other places you can go. But go places. Go do things. And if you are going to go to some of these places that are a bit more expensive, you know, then plan. Have a long-term plan. Prepare for it. Prepare for it. And then tell your whole family, say, we're planning to go somewhere, and this is our plan. Okay, Zoe, you got to sit down. We're not yet in Disney, okay? We're going to go, but we're not there right now. Today we're in church, all right? Okay. Okay, so sit your, what's that thing called? Is it Betuski? What's it called? Sit down. Sit it down. Hallelujah. So plan it. Schedule it. Amen. Schedule it. And then use your faith. Don't limit God. Don't limit God. Somebody may not come and give you $2,500, but God can give you favors. Yes. Can get to a place. Somebody told me recently they went to this fun place and God gave them so much favor. Things that people paid so much money for, God gave them favor. They didn't have to pay half of that money. I mean, the Lord can work in many ways. Hallelujah. But have a balanced life. Now, while you are out there having fun, surround yourself with the Word of God. Yes. Have good fun. Surround yourself with the Word. Keep hearing the Word. Amen. When it's time for service on Sunday, join service online. Amen. Wednesday Bible study, join. This is where we have an advantage over the world. Yes. Don't get lost with the world. Somebody say, Pastor, when are you going to preach to us? I'm preaching already. I'm already preaching. Surround yourself with the Word of God. Hear it. Amen. Listen to it. Amen. Whether it's YouTube or Facebook, all of those different media where we have many of these are things, you know, go there, listen. Join the service, worship, praise, pray. Amen? Amen. As you are going around having fun, surround yourself with the Word. Amen. Speak the Word. Yes. Keep hearing the Word. Amen. Hallelujah. So for those of you who are online with us today, maybe you are traveling somewhere, you and your family are having fun, or you by yourself, whatever the case may be, have all that fun, but stay in the Word. Amen? Amen. Don't let the devils in the summer sweep you off your feet. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, let's share a few things before my time is up today. Let's go right back there to John chapter 2. You still want to get into the Word a little bit?
Yes.
Hallelujah. John chapter 2. John chapter 2. Let's read it from verse 7. Jesus said unto them, fill the water pots with wine, with water, and they filled them up to the brim. And he said unto them, draw out now and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bore it. And when the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, he knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew. The governor of the feast called the bridegroom and said unto him, every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse. But you have kept the best wine until now. You have kept the best wine. Until now. Water is good, but wine is better. God wants to give you the new wine of the Holy Spirit and give you access to the best life possible. I know we ran out of time last week, so I'm going to try to pick up from where I left off last week. I had to rush and close out because of time. But listen to these notes, these words. Whenever the Lord imparts something precious or something of value into your life, which always begins with His Word, with His presence, and with the visitation of the Holy Spirit. Whenever the Lord does that, it is your utmost responsibility to nurture it and to hold on to it firmly Because Satan will immediately go to work to see to it that you lose that precious gift from the Lord. Let me explain that a little bit. Whenever the Lord gives you something precious, whenever the Lord does something precious in your life, immediately Satan goes to work to see to it that that thing does not last. Immediately. We're going to go back to the parable of the sower and read there again. Every good thing the Lord does in your life, Satan is going to go to work. He doesn't waste time. He will go to work immediately to see to it that you lose that precious thing. And some of the most precious things the Lord gives to us are the revelation of His word. His revelation. His presence. The impartation of the Holy Spirit. Somebody say with me, that's precious. Say the word of God is precious. Say the impartation of the Holy Spirit is precious. We have to hold it. We have to hold it and guard it jealously. We have the utmost responsibility to nurture it. When the Lord gives it to you, don't let it slip out of your hands. Don't let it slip out of your life. Don't let the enemy take it away from you. Because he's going to try. The new wine of the Holy Spirit is an impartation of the Holy Spirit that he gives us to bring us into a higher level and a higher quality of life. Let's go and read Joel chapter 2. Hallelujah. Amen. I said hallelujah. Amen. God wants to give you a higher quality of life. Spiritual life, emotional life, mental life, physical life. This is why the Holy Spirit is the best gift God can give to us. The Holy Spirit helps you live the highest quality of life. See, let me tell you, when you embrace the higher dimension of the Holy Spirit, every single area of your life is impacted. You heard me talking earlier in this service about having balance and being healthy and all of that. Well, you might not think that's spiritual, but that's very spiritual. Because God wants you to have a healthy mind. God wants you to have a strong, healthy body. God doesn't just want you to be strong spiritually. God wants you to have a complete, total, blessed life. The Holy Spirit helps us do that. The new wine of the Holy Spirit helps us do that. You are not really useful if all you have is a great spiritual life. Of course, you are not useful at all if you don't have a good spiritual life. But have a good spiritual life, but also have balance in your life. Or, you see, that balance affects your ability to carry the revelation of God for a long time. When your mind is whole, mentally you are whole, psychologically you are whole, you can carry the vessel and the treasure of God for a long time. Without being messed with. When your mind is not whole, when psychologically and mentally you are not whole, you can't carry that treasure for long. You can't carry it for long. Satan will keep messing you up by throwing emotions your way that will make you lose that treasure. Amen. There's sadness here, there's disappointment there, there's regret over here, there's anxiety here, offense over what somebody did and what somebody said, anger over what you didn't receive. By the time you turn around and look, you lost all the treasure. You lost everything. It is very important that you are mentally sound. It is very important. Amen. Mental soundness begins from spiritual soundness. Yes. It begins from spiritual soundness. But that's why we're learning and we're talking and we're reminding ourselves about being whole spiritually. Being closer to the Holy Spirit. Being surrounding ourselves with the revelation of the Word of God. Not only us, but for our children. Amen? Amen. It's not enough for you to know it. You've got to impart that thing to your children as well. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. You've got to impart it to your children as well. And they are never too young to receive it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I understand some children during open heavens receive baptism of the Holy Spirit. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. I say hallelujah. Glory to God. Some children receive baptism of the Holy Spirit. One of the best experiences I had during open heavens, a young man who asked to see me in the office after I retired to the office after the service. I think ministry was still going on out here. Praise God for Pastor Tino and the other ministers who helped minister to the young people. But, you know, the things he was talking to me about, he took me all the way back to when I was called, when I received my calling as a teenager. And that young man just had questions how he can be, he wants to be effective for God. He wants to be on fire for God. He's still in college. He wants to impact other people's lives. How can he help his friends? And as he was talking to me and I was talking, I could see God's hands upon his life. I know God is going to use him. And before he left and I prayed with him, I said, look, God, the Lord is going to use you. The Lord is going to anoint you and send you into the world. Because that's where it starts. That's where he starts. See, while all his friends are out partying and doing crazy stuff, he's hungry about serving God. He's passionate about knowing God more. Man, that's connecting with God. That's connecting with God. So when you receive that kind of impartation from the Holy Spirit, then you don't go... You don't just allow the enemy to steal it away from you by messing you up mentally and psychologically. Because one simple wayward distracting emotion, you lose it all. Just feeling hurt over something somebody did to you. That hurt can completely take away from you everything the Lord gave you. No, seriously. That's why every time the Lord imparts things to us, we have to guard them. Yes. You have to shield them. Amen. There are even things that may happen that we are not prepared for, that we're not aware about, that may happen even through our close ones, family members, people who love us. They are not intentionally doing it, but the devil is walking through those situations. There was nobody closer to Jesus than Peter. And yet one time Jesus turned around and said, get thee behind me, Satan. Because he knew, he wasn't calling Peter Satan. But he knew that Satan was trying to walk through that situation and it involved Peter. Amen. Amen. We have to know how to preserve the treasure. So that when it's all said and done, that fire keeps growing. You don't lose it. Yes. Amen. It doesn't take long to lose the precious treasure of God in our lives. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm going to keep mine. Oh, say this strong. Say, I'm going to keep mine. Oh, say strong. Say, I'm going to keep mine. Say, I'm going to keep mine. Stand to your feet for just 1 minute. Pray in the spirit for just 1 minute. Wherever you are online in this house, just pray in the spirit for just 1 minute right now. Come on, go ahead. Come on, pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Come on, pray in the Holy Spirit. Come on, pray in the Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh. Pas comprahaste. Tande presca stoprasta. Gitabras. Kenem bredista. La pronanske brediste fica pradiste. Home prahante ninga bredista. Oh, we're going to keep ours. We're going to keep ours. We're not giving it up to the enemy. We're not letting him take it away from us. We're going to hold on to the precious gift of God in our lives. In the name of Jesus, we're going to hold on to the unction of the Holy Spirit. Raba baba bashi. Hita prekeda vasto. Mante repa kosko bradiste. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Repo kostam prediste. Zato preninga davos prediste. La prodike verea pakoske ningeste. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Sit down, sit down. We're going to keep what the Lord has given to us. We're going to keep what the Lord has given to us. Let's go to Mark chapter 4. We're going to keep what the Lord has given to us. Mark chapter 4. We're going to keep what the Lord has given to us. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody said there's blessing in the new wine. Say it again, there's blessing in that new wine. What scripture was that last week? Isaiah 65 verse 8. Right? You remember that scripture from last Sunday? Put it up for me while we go to Mark chapter 4. Look at it. Thus saith the Lord, as the new wine is found in the cluster. There's new wine in your cluster. There's new wine in your cluster. There's new wine in your cluster. As new wine is found in the cluster, and one saith, destroy it not, for a blessing is in it, so will I do for my servant's sake, that I may not destroy them all. Somebody say, a blessing is in it. Say, a blessing is in it. Say, there is new wine in my cluster. There is new wine in my cluster. And let me tell you, new wine brings joy. New wine brings celebration. New wine brings the fire of the Holy Spirit. You don't get new wine and then you are depressed. No. You don't get new wine then you are angry. You don't get new wine then you are offended. No, 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 no. You don't get new wine then you are afraid. Afraid of what? No. Somebody said there is new wine in my cluster. Say it again, there is new wine in the cluster. Hallelujah. That's a good title for our service, for our message actually. Let's just adopt that going forward for the next couple of weeks. There is new wine in my cluster. Hallelujah. There's new wine in my cluster. And I'm not going to let the enemy take it away from me. I'm going to preserve this new wine. Look at it. He said, destroy it not. Don't destroy it. Don't destroy it. Don't take it away. There is new wine in my cluster and a blessing is in it. A blessing is in it. Hallelujah. A blessing is in it. A blessing is in it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. I have all these scriptures. Lord, where do you want me to go with it? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No, don't let him take it away from you. Don't let him take it away. Let's go back to the parable of the sower real quick. Yes, yes, let's do that. Let's do that. And let's close. Let's go Mark chapter 4 and close out at Mark chapter 5. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let's go to Mark chapter 4 and close out at Mark chapter 5. Let's go here. Mark chapter 4 verse 14. The sower soweth the word. And these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately, and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground. We don't have stony ground. Do we have stony ground? No. Our heart is not stony ground. And we are not wayside Christians. No, no, we are fully into it, deep. Two legs, two hands, every part of us, family, all of us. We're not wayside. We're not wayside. We're fully immersed in the presence and in the glory of God. We're fully immersed in the revelation of the Holy Spirit. So we're not wayside. But keep in mind, Satan is coming immediately to try to take away what God gave you. He's coming immediately. He's coming immediately to try to take it away. You are going to have to hold on to it and say, I'm not letting it go. You can't take it away. I'm holding on to what God gave me. Yes. Hallelujah. And the one sown on stony ground, we are not stony ground, but he said when they have heard the word, immediately they receive it with gladness, yes. But because they have no root in themselves, then what happens? They endure for a time, but afterward, when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, what happens? Immediately they are offended. Many believers don't understand. Satan has many tools in his toolbox.
Yes.
He has many tools in his toolbox. Amen. Amen. Some of the tools Satan uses are the ones the Bible just told us. Sometimes there's affliction. Sometimes there's persecution. Right?
Yes.
You see later, there's all sorts of distractions that the enemy sends to us. Then, what should we do? We should allow all these things. Car broke down. Huh? We should allow all these things. Your pipe is leaking in the house. Sink is all of a sudden you're having problems with almost every appliance. Before you know it, you are already speaking words that you don't want recorded against you. Then what do you do? Then you try to take it back. Ah, how did I? Oh, please, Lord, I'm so sorry. Forgive me. But he took it away already. He already took it. So, affliction, persecution, what happens when Satan sends those to us? What do? We continue to hold on. Continue to hold on. It says, immediately they are offended. Let me tell you this. Offense, taking offense about anything is a sure sign you lost what God gave you. Taking offense about anything is a sure sign you lost what God gave you. Because you cannot have offense and have Holy Spirit impartation at the same time. One of them has to leave. The Bible says you can't eat at the table of devils and eat at the table of God. You can't do both. So in order for offense to take hold, the gift of the Holy Spirit has to leave.
Amen.
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 So then what do you do when offense begins to come your way? All these things that, you know, sometimes the enemy uses to need you to kind of... to get under your skin. You know those things now. You know. And the enemy knows your number. He knows those things so well. He knows it better than you do. If you are not careful, before you even realize it, he already got in there. And here you are upset, just upset, totally upset. Say, let's pray. I don't feel like praying. Let's hear the word. I heard it last week. You lost something. You don't have it anymore. Then he said in verse 18, and these are they who are sown among thorns. Among thorns. I want you to listen to this one because this one is very important. They are sown among thorns. They hear the word and the cares of this world. Oh Lord. The cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches. Mm-hmm. The cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches. And the lusts of other things entering in choke the word. They choke the word. They make the word ineffectual in your life. They make the word unfruitful in your life. The cares of this world, what we will eat, what we will drink, what we will wear, how we will pay that bill, how we will go there, how we, the cares of this world, the cares of this world. The cares of this world are so strong that they will not occupy your heart and allow another tenant there. Once you give in to the cares of this world, forget about rich treasure of the Holy Spirit. Forget about what's that in my cluster? There's no new wine anywhere. What shall we drink? What shall we? How do we pay this? What do we spend? You can't have new wine in your cluster. Once those cares take over your life. And watch out as the Lord blesses you. Let me say this to you by the Holy Spirit. Watch out as the Lord blesses you. Because sometimes, as the Lord blesses you and you begin to have increase in your life, you find out, as a result of the cares of this life, you actually have less peace than you had before you had increase. Sometimes what creates the biggest conflict is increase. We just got a little increase now, but all hell break loose. Where we used to pray together and believe together and look for ways to move forward, now suddenly it's just all hell breaking loose every day. Why? What's going on? I said, what's going on? It's the cares of this life. It's the cares of this life. That's what's responsible for it. Hallelujah. Is that before that increase came, I had this dream, you had that dream. Now that we have the increase, we have to decide, oh, which dream are we going to pursue first? Which one should we let? Which one should we invest in? And then before you know it, somebody just says the wrong word and all hell breaks loose. It's like, what do you mean? You've had this thing in your mind for 10 years. Oh, ho. So this is, they had an increase. It was increase that brought it. It was increase. They had increase. You know, what did the devil use? It's just one of his tools. This one was not affliction. What was this one? The cares of this world. You see that if you look at that in the Amplified, now I gotta close. It's almost one. Look in the Amplified, look at that verse 19 in the Amplified. Then the cares and anxieties of the world and distractions of the age. The cares and anxieties of the world and distractions of the age. Have you seen people who didn't have a car? They didn't have a car for many years. Suddenly now, God blessed them with a good car. And then, where they used to pray together, Lord, we trust you for this blessing, send us a car. Suddenly, they start having fight over who will drive that car. Who will drive the car? I need to go on the bus? Why you drive this new car? No. No, I get thee behind me, Satan. Hallelujah. And then suddenly, there's no more new wine in the cluster. The last thing on your mind is Holy Spirit. Cares and anxieties of this world and distractions of the age. And watch, listen to this, the pleasure and delight and false glam, and deceitfulness of riches. Deceitfulness. When you buy into the lie that money answers everything. No. No, money doesn't answer everything. Some people have a bed, they can't sleep. Yes. They have water bed, they can't sleep. Right? They have water bed. Can't sleep. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. And don't get me wrong, I'm not making light of this. And so sometimes just the cares and all the weight of life, we are so worried we can't sleep at night. We are so worried. The bed is there, but we can't sleep. This deceitfulness of riches. God even brings blessings into your life, but you can't enjoy it. You can't enjoy it. The craving and passionate desire for other things. They creep in. All these things creep in and do what? Choke and suffocate the word, and it becomes fruitless. I'm going to let you guys go home today. I'm going to let you go home. I want you to keep this in your spirit. I want you to keep this in your spirit. In Mark chapter 5 during the convention, we read about this woman who kept saying something. She kept saying, if I can touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. She kept saying it. The reason that woman kept saying the same thing is because she kept hearing the same thing. The reason that woman kept saying the same thing is because she kept hearing the same thing. She didn't hear about what Jesus could do in her life, in the promise of God in her life and all of that, and live there. And then she gets into distractions of this life, deceitfulness of riches, offense. She's hearing, instead of hearing what she heard about what the Lord is doing in her life, now she's hearing deceitfulness of riches. She's hearing this fight about money, fight over that, offense over somebody hurt me, somebody said something wrong to me. No, she kept saying the same thing because she kept hearing the same thing. That's why 2 weeks after the convention, you are still hearing the same thing. Amen. 2 weeks after the convention. And it's not over yet. Amen. She kept saying the same thing because she kept hearing the same thing. And the way we establish what God is doing in our lives, the way we hold on to it, is we keep hearing the same thing. We keep hearing the same, and then we keep doing the same thing. We keep doing the same thing. Would you stand to your feet with me? Let's close this service. You don't get away from here and allow the enemy to steal from you the blessing and the gift of God in your life. You don't allow offense. You don't allow fear and worry and anxiety to take away anything that is precious that the Lord gave to you. You don't do that. Hallelujah. Amen. You keep hearing the same thing. Surround yourself. Keep hearing the word of God. I don't care if you are in vacation. I don't care if you are in Hawaii. I don't care where you are. Keep hearing the same thing. Amen. Keep feeding yourself with the word. Yes. And I thank God for some of what Pastor Tinu mentioned earlier that we're going to try to do. You know, we're just going to do little things here and there. When we finished last Bible study on Wednesday, I excused myself. I just couldn't stop praying for a while. I just could not stop praying for a while. If we can lay hold on the wisdom of God in our lives, my friends, yes. Yes. We will have a different experience. Yes. We will have a different experience. Yes. We have to make room. You have to make room. Yes. And you have to, look, you have to approach it like it's new, but hear it again and hear it again and hear it again, and then keep using it and keep speaking it and keep speaking it until it becomes a reality in your life. Yeah, we do have more. We're not wrapping up yet that series on wisdom, but just from that's probably one of the sessions this year so far that is so anointed. Is the word anointed? It's so anointed. The word of God, the word, the logos and rhema word of God is so anointed. And I want us to soak more of that spirit. So this Wednesday, we're going to do exactly what we did last Wednesday. It's not because we don't have new material, we do. Keep hearing the same thing. Amen. Keep saying the same thing. Amen. Keep believing the same thing. Amen. Just thank God. Go ahead and thank God for the new wine of the Holy Spirit. This is going to be a new day for me. This is going to be a new day for you. This is going to be a brand new experience for you. It will not be the same way it's always been. We're not going to take a little sip and then go back and spew it all out or let the enemy take it away from us. No. The cluster, the new wine in our cluster We're going to keep it. We're going to hold on to it. There's a blessing in it. There's a blessing in it. We're going to hold on to the new wine in our cluster. We're going to hold on to the new wine in our cluster. There's no room for anger, no room for hurt, no room for bitterness, no room for fear, no room for anxiety, no room for distractions. No, 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 no. New wine in our cluster. New wine in our cluster. Come on, as we close, wherever you are, whether you are in this room or online, wherever, go ahead and just reach out. Holy Spirit, fall on me again. Holy Spirit, revive me again. Holy Spirit, fill me again. Holy Spirit, empower me again. Holy Spirit, stand me up again. Help me, help me. Help me to keep your holy fire. Help me to grow in your holy fire. Holy Spirit, baptize me again. Baptize me again. Holy Spirit, move again in my life. Holy Spirit, move again. Help me feel the touch. Help me hear your voice. Help me, God. Help me feel you. Help me know you. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Continue your work in my life. Don't stop. I'm yielded. Don't stop. I'm yielded. Don't stop, Holy Spirit. I'm yielded. Don't stop, Holy Spirit. The peace of God. The joy. The joy. Life, life, life everlasting, life everlasting. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. As you do that work, let it not stop with me. Let it spread to my family. Let it spread to those people around me. Let it spread to my career. Let it spread to every area of my involvement in my life. Holy Spirit, the work that you do in my spirit, do it in my mind. Do it in my body. Help me to be whole mentally. Help me to be whole emotionally. Help me to be whole psychologically, Holy Spirit. Help me to be whole financially. Help me to be whole in my business. Help me to be whole in my career. Help me to be whole in my vocation. Help me to be whole in my ministry, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, thank you. 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 Thank you, thank you. The Lord is doing a work in our minds. He's doing a work in our minds of enlarging the coast and the boundaries of our mind so that he can fill our minds with more of himself, more of himself. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Wherever you feel a sickness right now, the Lord is doing a work in our bodies. Wherever you feel any kind of sickness, any kind of infirmity, any kind of anything that is not right, anything you know is not wholeness, touch it right now in the name of the Lord Jesus. Touch it right now. Receive healing. Receive healing. Supernatural healing. Receive healing. Supernatural healing. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. be made whole. Be made whole in your spirit. Be made whole in your mind. Be made whole in your body. Be made whole. 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 When the Holy Spirit breathes upon you, He removes the clouds of darkness. He removes things that are without form and void and replaces it with things that are very good, things that are very blessed, things that are very favored, things that are very clear and very peaceful. He didn't stop that at creation. As He breathes upon you, let Him take what is void. Let Him take what is empty. Let Him take what is darkness and tohu and bohu. Let Him replace it with what is very good. Very good. The Zoe life of God. Very good. The Zoe life of God. Very good. Love in your heart. Peace that passes all understanding. Joy. Hope for the future. Hope for tomorrow. Rest. 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 Boldness and courage. Boldness. All these are the very good. All these are the very good. Boldness and assurance. Assurance of a sure future. Assurance of a sure future. My future is settled in Christ. My future is settled in Christ. There is no storm. There is no wind. There is no contrary force or element in the atmosphere that will ever change that. Your future is settled in Christ. He said, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. They are thoughts of good, not of evil, to bring you to an expected end. My plans for you are good plans. My plans for you are good plans. He who began a good work in you, He will be faithful. He will do it and see it to the end. He will restore to you the years that the canker worms, caterpillars have stolen. He will restore to you the years. He will restore to you the years. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Remember as you go through this month, you go through the week, stop periodically in places and just pray for a minute. Just pray for a minute. Speak the word for a minute. Speak the word for a minute. Exhale, express, declare, declare. Don't let the world be the one speaking all the time and you are listening. You speak, you speak, you speak. Be like that woman. Keep saying, keep saying, keep saying. Let what you are saying, let it be stronger, let it be bolder, let it be louder than what the world is saying, than what the enemy is saying, than what the ungodly are saying. Yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Say it one last time. There's new wine in my cluster. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, we honor you today. Thank you for your mighty presence amongst us. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for breathing upon us in this service. We receive everything that you have released upon us. We thank you, God. We'll be faithful to walk with it. We'll be faithful to use it. We'll be faithful to hold on to it. We won't let the enemy take it away from us. Oh, hallelujah. We will not lose this new wine. We will not lose this impartation. We thank you, our God. We thank you. Bless your people. Everyone under the sound of my voice, those that are in this room, those that are online, bless them. Bless them. As many, whether they are traveling, whether they are going one place or the other, or just doing things, protect them, protect them. There's so much evil, Lord, in the world, so much evil in the society, but keep your people. Keep your people. You said, Father, we'll be far from oppression. That's what you said. We will be far from oppression and we will be established in righteousness. So do that in the life of every one of your people in the name of the Lord Jesus. We give you the glory, Lord. We give you the praise. You alone deserve it. So receive it to yourself in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen and amen. Woohoo! Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, thank you, Lord.